And welcome back to the best morning show in the land. It is Eggs Grits mixed with a whole lot of ignorance, brought to you by ChiroSense, located at 4952 Center Point Drive, Suite 106, North Charleston, South Carolina. Hit him up. Hit my man, Dr. Daniel K. Middleton, 843-640-3286, and let him know that EGI sent you. That's ChiroSense, where chiropractic makes sense. And when you holler at us and listen to the show on all podcast platforms, make sure that you like, comment, share, and five-star rate. If you want to join the conversation, email us at eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. Make sure you send us your funniest, craziest stories, anything that you can find out there. Anything is welcome. Make sure you email that to us. Now, you already know the team. First is the best lady in the land. It is Key. What's happening, Key? Happy Wednesday, Key. 6 o'clock in the morning. Crack of dawning. Mm-hmm. I'm your.
That was it.
That was it? Mm-hmm. All right. And then all the way from PA's, my cuz. What's happening, cuz?
Yo. What is good, good people?
Ain't nothing much, man. We out here trying to be out
free at last.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. And all the way from the A, it's the fourth member of the team. That dude, Jeff. What's happening, bro?
He's eating.
Oh, shit. Yo, what up?
He wasn't gonna share none of them grits.
It's 6 a.m. Go to the kitchen and get something to eat.
Man, come on, man.
I gotta talk to you.
Oh, don't let me stop you from getting your Pop-Tarts. What up, people? What's going on, man? It's your boy Big Muffins in the building. Just finished off the Fruit Loops. Shouts out to the Fruit Loops.
How do I get downgraded to Pop-Tarts? I could get an egg with some cheese.
Nothing.
Okay, my fault. I'm just
this yo, E, go get a Pop-Tart.
Bro, just quick. Get on the road, man. Don't act like you don't got some Pop-Tarts in your kitchen right now.
I got about 6 boxes of Pop-Tarts.
Come on.
Yeah, we do Pop-Tarts around here.
Thank you.
And you can put them in the freezer, too. So it's like a little frozen treat.
Now you speaking my language.
Strawberry, the strawberry shortcake joints.
Wait. Strawberry shortcake?
No, strawberry milkshake. Strawberry milkshake.
They got a strawberry milkshake flavor?
You could put it in the freezer. You put it in the freezer for like 20 minutes. Ain't we supposed to? All right, yeah, let me stop. I will get into a whole food segment out here.
Apparently.
Why do you look so swole this morning?
Who?
Like, he just look. Houston looked like he was shooting in the gym all weekend.
What are you talking about?
Oh, know he got to keep that three.
She trying to say your shirt little. That's what she trying to say.
I missed that one.
I was not saying that Jeff feel like your shirt is
said little. You rocking like a size medium.
You look muscular.
She said the people over there at Crux Media Jeff, did you wrong.
See, Jeff be forgetting who got the power on the show.
Damn.
Last week my show ain't had no audio.
He can be removed.
He just got put in a dungeon.
I'm gonna behave. I'm sorry, Yosh. My bad. I have sinned. I should be flogged.
let's get to it. We got a treat. We got a treat for our viewership today on the morning show. Now, here's the thing. These guys, I don't know how we got them out here at 6 a.m. Before they go to work. And they both work extremely hard. I don't know how we got them out here, but they came out. It was your candle. You shined the glow. Just give me the light, like you just shine the light. It came across.
Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
On that note, it is
all the unmarried men.
It is,
really,
Oh, no, this is the host of the Scumbag Lounge podcast, all the way from South Carolina. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening? What's happening?
Good morning.
What's
good morning.
What's happening?
What's up, y'all? Good morning. Thank y'all for having us this morning.
What's up, welcome. Folks?
Welcome. Welcome to Milkshakes by Key and Ignorance.
Milkshakes by Key.
Brought to you by Pop Tarts.
Hey, what's your favorite flavor of Pop Tart?
Oh, I'm a cherry man. I'm cherry.
Cherry?
No.
That's cherry with the frosting or without the frosting?
Oh no, I gotta have frosting.
I gotta do the blueberry, man. Blueberry with the frosting.
What? Yeah. What? Oh, y'all tripping. No. Oh man. Yo.
I don't want to do blueberry.
Brown sugar and cinnamon. Blueberry always the last one in the box.
If you eat it without the frosting, you might as well be eating the box.
Brown sugar and cinnamon. We get that damn old Thanksgiving ass recipe from.
I like my Pop Tarts like I like my women.
Hold up.
I like my Pop Tarts like I like my women. Brown sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah.
Hold up.
I was somewhere else.
If they dry, I got the remedy.
Mm-mm. So
listen,
y'all people have money. So y'all eating Pop Tarts and all this good shit. My ass eating King Bottom.
Is he what?
King Bottom.
King Bottom go with water and milk.
Yeah, King Bottom.
It's a whole bag of cereal.
That nigga was a welfare. Yeah, we did not have a lot, bro.
You can definitely buy that with them paper stamps.
I had a Monopoly money. Yeah.
I think I'm the oldest of the group right now. So back in the day, you know, our peanut butter came in a can. It was a can with a white label with black writing and peanut butter.
Man, I got the scar.
That nigga was broke for real.
Yeah.
Yo, Stuck. I got the scar for real from the can of peanut butter. I got 9 stitches in my thumb from opening the can of peanut butter.
Y'all Pop Tart eating ass.
Yo,
mama got money. Yo,
call me George Jefferson because I done moved on up.
Yeah. I ain't buying Pop Tarts. You must be went to your aunt's house.
I'm saying every now and then you gotta get a toaster pastry because you ain't got enough.
Toaster pastry
is the bootleg Pop Tart.
They had a Pop Tart when that nigga was a kid anyway.
Not me.
Pop Tart.
I couldn't get no Pop Tarts because they came with tax.
See, y'all cats had stores to go to. In the country, you ain't had no store. You had somebody's house.
Back in the day, a Pop Tart for me was toasting some bread. Put some butter on it and sprinkle in some cinnamon and sugar.
That was a Pop Tart.
I toasted shit out that motherfucker. And my mom's had the toaster with the 4 slots.
See, y'all cats don't know an oven was 3 or 4 different things at my grandma's house.
Right.
Oh,
it was a heater.
Yeah.
Dry your clothes.
Right.
A lot of shit, bro.
If you put the fan and a pot of water, you put a pot of water in the oven and you put a fan in the kitchen and have that shit blow around the whole house, heat the whole house.
You did. I had a wood heater and that water was on that wood heater.
Yeah, he had to put the water on the wood heater or the kerosene heater.
One of the two. Yeah.
Oh, I had a kerosene heater too.
The kerosene heater scared me.
Hey, y'all scared, Key. Everybody finna rob you, Key. You good.
But let's go ahead and get into the show, man.
With y'all rich ass.
We're gonna get into the Scumbag Lounge right after the weather report by our guy Jeff. Give it to us, Jeff.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? It's your man, Weatherman Muffins, coming to you live and direct. And I stepped outside, and yes, it is getting warm, it is getting hot, but they are predicting severe weather to come through. So there's two things we got to do right now. First and foremost, understand this for everybody who's getting that weather out there. You can't stop the rain, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming all this weekend. Make sure you button up, because there's chances that you're going to bust your butt if you step outside and you're not careful. So make sure you pay attention to the weather reports and all of those things, man. They're predicting severe weather all the way through the weekend. But I got something. I got to stop the music, man. It's more important. So I stepped outside today, and my car was covered in, yes, it was covered in pollen. So I need to say a special prayer for everybody out there who's dealing with allergies, because I can only imagine what you're going through. So let me call my deacon in here to get the music queued up. Let's say a special prayer for the people with allergies today. All right, heathens, saints, sinners, everybody alike, let us go to the throne of mercy very quickly. All right. Father, oh Father, it is I again. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people out there who are suffering. Eyes is watering, Jesus. They are sniffling and snotting, Lord, and it's because of the allergies.
Oh, yeah.
They are dealing with what we like to call that flower skeet. Yes, that's what it's called. I found out that pollen is also known as flower skeet, Jesus. Jesus, deal with all of these things. God, there was flower skeet all on my car. It was all over my wife's car. Jesus, and I had to wash it off, Lord. And when I did that, I had to remind myself of people who are dealing with allergies, Jesus. The eyes is red. Their stomachs is tight. Lord, at work today, I seen a baby.
Yes.
Whose eyes was red, and I didn't know if they had the COVID, Jesus, or they was just sad. So be with all of them, Lord. Help those. Those who have Kleenexes in their pockets right now. Let them throw that nasty mess away and get a new one, Jesus.
New one.
To the man right now who's picking his nose, trying to clear it. Let there be some Primatene mist in those nostrils, Jesus. Be thy Benadryl. Be thy Claritin.
Yes. Be thy Zyrtec.
In the name, thy Zyrtec, Lord. Double dose of Zyrtec in the morning.
Double dose.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes. Tell him. Yes. Pastor Dude.
Yes. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
It's going to be. Can I get a yay, man?
It's going to be a great
yay,
morning.
Yay, man.
Yes, church. Yes, church.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're thank you for that.
He ain't coming to my church.
What's the difference?
Well, before we get into these news stories with Key, the best news anchor in the land, we're gonna first talk about the Scumbag Lounge. So fellas, you know, to our complete and utter viewership here early in the morning, your show actually airs on Wednesdays, which today is a good big Wednesday. Tell the people about your show a little bit.
Let's go handle that.
Word, man. Of course, like my guy Yusef said, we the Scumbag Lounge, and we usually do sports, but not your traditional sports story. If you go to the scumbag side of sports, you know, we talk a little shit and have a little fun. And like I say, I got my co-host K-Stuck 76 in the house. And
we ain't watered down.
We ain't watered down at all.
No.
Hell
no.
Straight shots.
Mm-hmm. So y'all won't
chase
them. If y'all won't know who fucking who,
who got a baby mama and
who titties coming out and shit like that.
Seven to ten times.
Yeah.
You know, we on the trashy side of things. We ain't numbers and touchdowns and yards. We don't care about none of that.
Yeah, we ain't talk about that Skip and Shannon and that Stephen A. Smith shit.
They need for real, they need to get y'all on ESPN network.
Word, man.
They ESPN,
ain't ready for that.
ESPN.
Like a couple of weeks
ago. We have to come on HBO.
Gotta be HBO.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. Like a couple of weeks ago, I had my guys on, Big Kenny, and yourself in the building. We talk about the ESPN cameraman zooming in on the
Tennessee
cheerleaders' asses and shit. What else we fucking talk about? The amateur swimsuit edition for Sports Illustrated.
That was
my man was getting wrecked by his wife 7 to 10 times.
Yes, fucking 7 to 10 times a week.
Man.
Hell no.
That nigga's an animal.
Get off me. I'm fucking 45. Get off me.
She wasn't saying no.
Word, man. So
shit, I would be.
That's what I say. What I say, she get 2 dick days. That's it. 2 out of 3.
7 times?
Seven to 10 times.
Somebody go clock out.
But after y'all get through listening to A Grits and Ingrits in the morning, y'all tune in to us, man. Check us out.
Yeah.
Definitely shout you guys out each Wednesday. Start their morning with us, then go to y'all, and then end the show with My Curl Speak with Key. Kind of end your day off.
Yeah, you're going to have to end your day off on some
with her blocking ass.
We're going to have to get Key some smooth jazz background music. Some of that pull your panties off shit while she dropping them affirmations.
Shit. All right, Key, go ahead. Let's get us into these stories.
Man stabbed girlfriend in bum because they couldn't agree where to buy pizza.
Where?
Oh, you gotta let it finish.
Hey, you want me to do it again?
Yes.
Told a man it would almost be funny if it wasn't so serious as he jailed him for stabbing his girlfriend in a row over pizza. Nathaniel Williams, 29, got into an argument with his girlfriend about where to buy their food. He wanted Pizza Hut, but she wanted Pizza Choice. At some point, she went to
fucking
the kitchen.
Pizza Choice.
What if she got stabbed? Pizza Choice.
What the fuck is Pizza Choice? Is that like CC's Pizza?
Go ahead, finish it. Finish
it. Gas station, man. That A-Rail pizza.
Hey, Jeff. Is that good pizza? Because you know good pizza.
You eat that shit. You know that shit.
Because Jeff be, you know, he be robbing CC's.
You get 35 pizza.
You
eat CC's, man?
We're not doing that story. That is for another show. Key read the story.
At some point, she went into the kitchen to get a drink. And when her...
I'm going to need you to get it together, kid.
Key, come on.
And when her back was turned, she felt a small prick on her backside.
He's white. He's a white man.
Oh, he is white.
I don't know his last name, Williams. I don't know.
Nah, my man looked like a Caucasian LeBron James.
Guess.
Blood on her hand, and when she turned around, Williams became hysterical, repeatedly saying sorry at their home. He convinced her not to go to the hospital as police would become involved. However, one of his victim's friends came around later and after seeing what had happened, took her to the hospital. He was later arrested and told to stay away from her. However, on December 4th, the victim woke up in the middle of the night and he was standing at the foot of her bed. He refused to leave her house, so she went to her parents. And he followed her. After being arrested, he managed to break free from the handcuffs and attack. Oh my! He attacked the police officer. This the white.
No. All over some pizza.
Listen,
guess.
She should have settled for Domino's.
Let me tell you something. You bring a pizza across to my damn house, I'm gonna stab your ass too. Don't bring that bullshit here.
Yo, I'm out of the loop. What the fuck is pizza? Key, where this happened at, Key? Where this happened at?
They got that shit at.
Hold on. I feel like it happened in Florida, but let me confirm. Gotta be Florida.
If y'all know what it is, it was in the South.
No, this was
Obama stole.
This was in the UK.
In the UK.
In the UK. See, that's where them niggas in the UK.
That's why they said he stabbed her in the bum. Because they
in the bum. Sorry. The bum.
In the bum.
In the bum.
Damn. Only thing I know about pizza choices is selecting what I want when I go in a pizzeria.
You come to my house with pizza, I'm gonna punch in your eye.
Hey, you know who used to have the best pizza?
Who's that?
School pizzas. School pizzas be.
I wish I could find a pizza around 12 pizzas.
The French bread? The French bread pizzas or the round ones?
Which school did you go to that served you French bread?
Where you went to Catholic school?
Catholic school.
You went to Catholic school?
Let me tell you something. Crazy as hell. Yo.
Yo,
you gotta back me up on this one because you know how we get down in New York City. New York City.
It is, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Your rich
French
ass.
Bread pizzas in New York City, baby.
Nah, cuz it's that French bread, man. They put it
French bread. It's a,
yeah, you can either get the cheese or the pepperoni.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You had options?
Them school pizza.
Hold up, Jeff. I know you ain't talking, Jeff, Mr. Long Islander.
You can't have no French bread out there.
What? When you say big kid, when you say Jeff.
That's because y'all was eating filet mignon when you was in.
Oh, don't do me like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. You kind of like a filet mignon
kind of dude. The key, y'all probably had Domino's. But y'all had Domino's.
Y'all had all these damn choices as a child. What's up with that shit?
Yo, the food used to be better back in public school back in the day.
Yeah, Keto had Domino's and shit.
With your rich ass.
Damn.
Who the fuck had Domino money?
That was Domino's.
They ain't get no free lunch. No Domino's.
He was door dashing in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. You had a chicken laying down on.
Listen.
And we really did have pizza though. We had
well, listen, no pizzas I had ain't had no crust on them. This shit was a square damn pizza. That's it. No crust, no fresh bread, no meat.
Elio's.
You get that square pizza with that sad salad. Listen, you put that French dressing on top of that pizza.
Right. Yeah, I had microwave pizza.
I tell you what though, hey. But I done seen that pizza get a lot of people ass whooped though. Mm-hmm. Put your hands on. See what happened. Touch my pizza.
That's because it was pizza choice.
You got to call somebody, mama and daddy, down here to come get him under control. That motherfucker fight like hell in here. That one won't stop about that damn pizza now.
Yeah.
Pizza day, motherfucker start acting right. I'm telling you.
All right. Get Key. Hey, Key, what's the next story,
Key?
Michigan woman finds loose kangaroo in her driveway.
Damn.
Captured video outside her home when she came across an unbelievable sight. Not a dog, not a cat, not a cow. A kangaroo on the loose in her driveway.
Damn.
Sarah Greer says she spotted the animal in her Lapeer County yard Tuesday afternoon. Just walking down the driveway, not walking.
That's my house. You were the wrong house, chick. That's my house.
Yeah.
Driveway.
I thought kangaroo was code word for coochie. Found some loose kangaroo. Walking in the driveway.
Look at that face,
go ahead, Keith. Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead.
Walking down the driveway, not walking, hopping up and down the driveway, and it was eating something. Greer told WJBK TV. Greer said she was unsure of what to do about the Australian animal.
So she
called 911. I'm located in Southern Lapeer County, and there is a pause. And she responds, "Ma'am, are you sure it's a kangaroo?" And I said, "Yes. I'm sure," Greer replied. The dispatcher reported to Lapeer County Animal Control, but Greer says she later learned the kangaroo's owner safely recaptured. Wait a damn.
Somebody owned that?
Who the fuck is owning a kangaroo?
PPP. PPP. Got your kangaroo fee.
Oh, baby. We got a kangaroo, baby.
What was it the last time somebody owned a panther?
What's that? I thought it was just a big cat on the loose.
No, it was an actual. I told y'all what it was in the group chat. Y'all don't be listening to me.
That was that was Arthur with the fist emoji.
If she would, if that lady would have said it was a black kangaroo, they'd have been there about 10 minutes.
I'll be about to quit every week. They don't pay me no attention.
You said it was a panther. I heard you say it's a panther.
It was a panther?
No, you talking about something. You talking about something.
Oh. It was a kangaroo or a driveway, right?
Yeah, but we talked about somebody had a pet, like a pet.
Pet kangaroo.
A fat cat, but couldn't find out. Yeah. Wait, a panther? I forgot what she was.
But she ain't was. That what you call a black woman that's a cougar, you call her a panther.
Right. Call her a panther.
What's up, man?
That was a cougar. You just said it was a cougar. Yeah,
that's a cougar. So yeah, that's what it was. It was a black woman loose in South Carolina.
She's back with her owner now.
Oh, kangaroo.
It ain't me, I tell you that much.
I want to know what paperwork you put in to get a kangaroo license.
I don't know. I want one.
The fuck?
You want a kangaroo?
I'm about to Google that shit.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I want a monkey.
You don't want no goddamn kangaroo at
you. What are you going to do with a monkey?
You want a kangaroo?
What would I not do with a monkey?
You gonna train that motherfucker to get you some chicken?
I'm going to train it like Michael did Bubbles.
Yeah, well, she have a drug selling monkey like on Hangover.
Oh, you can't do that because you can't do that because Michael's monkey was doing some weird shit.
You gonna feed your own kangaroo piece of choice?
No, not you.
Kangaroo will go crazy in that damn house. You don't want this kind of problem. White people problem.
I know somebody now. I ain't never the craziest shit I ever seen was somebody had a pet damn a pet peacock and a pet damn deer.
A pet deer.
Yeah, they had a deer tied up in their backyard.
Damn.
Yo, if I had some of that PPP money, I'd go get me a Jada.
We're not skipping past the peacock thing. That's
where you from? You never seen a peacock? I got attacked by a peacock when I worked for FedEx. No, I'm serious. Yeah. This is real shit. This is real.
Kill a peacock?
Them motherfuckers surrounded my truck like I owe them money.
I've been in that house. I've been in the people's house. They,
they got peacocks. Not one.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of motherfuckers. And that motherfucker spread his ass. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah. And the motherfuckers came out of nowhere. It was like five of the motherfuckers.
That's some real shit.
Only peacocks I seen was in the Bronx Zoo.
Well, yeah, I seen these motherfuckers. They was similar on my truck, man. They was on my hood on my truck. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
somebody need to come get these.
I'd have ran them motherfuckers over.
Man, listen. I wasn't about to get shot by damn peacocks. Okay.
Listen, as much shit as I done hit driving trucks, shit.
Bro, if they was in the road, I would have hit them. But it was in somebody's yard, and I don't know if they had that barrel stuck out the window. Yeah. I was way out in the country too, man. I was like, you know what? Something happened to me. They can say whatever they want, man.
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, I had to check my surroundings.
All right, King, we got one more. That was it.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Oscars and my last article, or I got to talk about the Oscars?
We're going to talk about it all or whatever.
Whatever you
want
to do.
Whatever you want. We can do both. Don't matter.
I got that good background music for you.
Dolphins deliberately gets high on puffer fish nerve toxin by carefully chewing and passing them around. Okay. Dolphins are thought of as one of the most intelligent species in the animal kingdom.
Now these niggas hustling.
They ain't dumb.
They hustling. They be on the block.
Hugging the block. That's right. Hustling not.
Go ahead, King. Go ahead, King. Shoot.
And experts believe they have put their ingenuity to use in the pursuit of getting got. Don't ask me to say that again.
Ingenuity.
Hey, who?
Hey. There's a universal translator for this show. Y'all know what she's saying. Oh my
God. You butchered that shit.
Extraordinary scenes filmed for a new documentary. Young dolphins were seen carefully manipulating a certain kind of puffer fish, which, if provoked, releases a nerve toxin.
You going numb.
Though large doses of the toxin can be deadly, in small amounts, it is known to produce a narcotic effect. And the dolphins appear to have worked out how to make the fish release just the right amount.
Motherfucking dolphins is geek monsters.
Hey, listen, you playing the wrong song. You need to be playing Spaceships on Bankhead.
I really feel like these dolphins.
Because I'm having them right now.
You said what, Key?
They know Tommy and Ghost. May he rest in peace.
So dolphins
are cracking Tommy and Ghost. Tommy and Ghost, rest in peace.
So,
Ghost, rest look, in Tommy's not dead.
Yeah.
Dolphins are the crackheads of the ocean. Is that what you're trying to tell
me? You know, dolphins are savage, though, man. Them motherfuckers
dolphins will beat your ass, though, I heard. They'll beat your ass.
That's because they ganged up on puffer fish.
And they'll take pussy.
Yeah, they'll Donald Trump some pussy, too.
Yeah, they will.
Hey,
listen,
we had a story. We had a story, I think our second episode, where the man was having sex with a dolphin for a year. Right.
He was the winner?
Oh, that was in the second episode.
That man he was off that puffer fish. So you think they Bill Cosby them? You think the dolphins Bill Cosby, my man, that was fucking the dolphin?
She was selling dolphin ass for drugs.
Dolphin ass. Dolphin ass.
For a bag, bro. They're selling dolphin ass.
Dolphin ass.
How much dolphin ass go for?
I need a dime bag of that puffer fish, baby. How much you want?
Hey, Keith, finish the story.
Dolphin ass. Hot dolphin ass.
Keith, finish the story. I got him. That's what we going to do. We're going to teach him about the show. Go ahead, can you finish the story?
I'm done with that.
You were done?
I just said that four times and you just kept saying it over and over again.
I couldn't hear you.
Dolphin ass for sale. Hot dolphin ass.
Well, I got these two dolphins.
They go the name of the episode. Hot dolphin the ass for sale.
I got these two dolphins, bro. I'm trying to tell you. They over there in the truck. Oh, 30 minutes, bro. I fought it.
Go ahead. All right, Key, last story.
Oh, my God.
I
don't have any
more stories. I wanted to talk about the Oscars.
Oh, go okay, ahead. Go ahead. Shoot,
I see so you're rubbing your damn eyes.
You just spill, man.
We done gave Key a migraine.
Sleep.
Okay, so
gave Key a whole migraine.
If you've been on Twitter and you've been anywhere on Beyonce's internet, you know what happened between Chris Rock and Will Smith. We're going to start there. So, there's so much back and forth with people that feel like Will was wrong and it was a time and a No, I'm a Scorpio. I definitely didn't see nothing wrong with what he did. But at the same time, I'm gonna say what I got to say as the only woman on this show, and then I'm gonna be quiet and let y'all see what y'all got to say.
Go ahead.
I feel like if this was Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and somebody said something about Michelle, it wouldn't be so many people that had so much to say about Will.
Hey, he cut the music. Hey, cut the music. Go ahead.
People feeling some type of way about a husband defending their wife. It's because a lot of people in our community they don't have any respect for Jada. So you pick and choose whose side that you feel like should be defended. And in all, and I would say this, they've already said they had an open marriage. So a lot of the arguments that I've been seeing down my timeline was that he didn't do this with August, and that, you know, he put his energy in the wrong place and she was cheating and that ain't his. Okay, mm-hmm. An open marriage, an open relationship, that's not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That's an agreement between them. That's not our business.
I get it. Yeah, that's okay. True. That's
like,
true.
Because you married, like, whatever you and your wife decide to do, that's between you and her. Now, I think what happens in the whole open marriage thing, now, I ain't never had an open relationship, but I've read enough books to know that, okay, there's rules to that. So, like, if we have an open relationship, you probably ain't allowed to fall in love with nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you probably ain't allowed to do certain things where she could have crossed the line. But at the same time, if they've already been known to swing and do all this other stuff, how is it our place to say that he couldn't defend his wife that he obviously felt like needed defending? And like I said, I only use President Barack Obama because most people honor Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have a lot of respect for her.
For Michelle, right.
Okay.
So if it was a situation where somebody said they didn't like her hair or something like that, or I wouldn't say hair, or they didn't like how she was dressed, and we know Barack Obama's smooth motor scooter, and he went off, that's what you do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we would stand with him, but I feel like it's a lot of us that just don't like her. And because we don't like her, we pick and choose who we feel like need to be defended. And that's all. That's my whole take on that. Y'all can say what y'all want to say.
Okay. All right. Who next?
I think I want to go. I want to go last because my take is a little different.
Okay. So, who next?
Let the guest go first. So, 40, what's your take on?
I understand what Keith said. I thought, you know, I do think Will was kind of. I think he overreacted to the whole situation because, you know, when you come to those type of war shows, they usually have a comedian that usually hosts those type of war shows. And so, you know, that come with the territory. They go roast people in the audience and things of that sort. But as much as Will defended her, I think she should have defended Will by keeping him from going up there. Because she knew the mood he was in, the mindset he was in when he got it from his seat. To approach Chris Rock.
I got a question. Because I didn't actually see it. I saw like a clip on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you know, like clips, you don't know how fast that actually happens. Mm-hmm. So I know you lying to me.
Oh. Like, finish your point, Key. I listen.
Good morning.
Somebody in trouble.
Okay, sorry. But okay, like I don't know how fast it, because I didn't see it for real, so I only saw a little bit.
He slow walked his ass up there.
Okay, oh,
I saw the whole thing too.
To stop them, and I'm like, well, what I saw looked like she couldn't, but like I said, I didn't see the real thing.
If you was
my wife, and you see me about to make a damn. An irrational decision like Will did last night. I expect you to say, hold, baby, don't do that right now. We could do that later. Cause we all going to the same after party after this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And he could approach Chris Rock at the after party and say, listen, I appreciate you keep coming at my wife like that.
I think he purposely did it in front of people though. I think now I could be wrong because we ain't talked to Will. So we just speculate right now, but I think he kind of used Will as an example because so many people have so much to say about Jada. I think he used that opportunity to be like, look, this is him, but this could be you too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he did it there. But I do agree with you.
But go ahead, K Stuck.
I kind of disagree with some of you what you're saying because. I feel like if it was another person, a different person, the slap wouldn't happen. If it was, I'm just going to throw a name out there, Dwayne Rock Johnson or somebody like that, that slap wouldn't happen.
Wait, who?
If it was The Rock, or somebody just.
Well, you mean that was the person that said it?
He said it. He wouldn't have got slapped.
So is there some like beef between y'all? I don't be knowing. Is there some beef between them?
They said it was a beef, like, you know, no. Going back all the way to when Rock was when they did like Oscar So White. He did like a big joke
about it.
Yeah.
That's his job. His job is to roast, like Stone said, is to roast and make controversial statements. And that wasn't the worst thing he said.
Right.
As far as him going up there slapping the dude, I think he overreacted. He overreacted to that. Now, I think the slap happened because of the person that who said it. If it was somebody just as big as him that'll go to his ass, nobody wouldn't have got slapped. All right. Secondly, she was just on here recently saying she don't care what people say about her hair. I don't know if y'all saw that clip, but that clip is out. That interview was out.
So I saw it.
Yeah, that interview was out. Where she didn't care.
And I do care.
Yeah, she was so adamant on she didn't care about what was said about her hair. She gonna live a life, blah, 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 blah. And all that good stuff. I think Will wanted the attention to be about him because of his Oscar night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be his night. It wasn't nobody making fun of nothing about him or who was with him. It was his night to win his Oscar. The one he got shitted on for Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pushed that to happen where he felt disrespected more on his level than hers because it was his night and he wasn't supposed to be made fun of at no point. That's just me.
Word. Can I say one more thing for you right quick? And there's more than one way to defend your wife or defend your husband
absolutely
without violence. I mean, either you could talk to them to calm down, talk about that ledge or just words, whatever, or just sometimes to say, hey, not here.
But you can't slap nobody and cry about it.
That's all I want. There's more than one way to defend your wife.
You ain't finna slap nobody and then cry about slapping them. No, nigga.
That dude, Jeff, what's your take?
So this is my only beef with it. We know Will got snubbed for the Oscar with Ali. We know when he got King Richard, the buzz was out that he was going to clean up the entire award season, which he rightfully did. Mm-hmm. So if I have any inclination of an idea that this is my night, this is the night that I'm due what's owed to me, mm-hmm. nothing's going to throw me off my game. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what nobody does. My night. And mm-hmm. I think the thing that upsets me the most, like Eve said, he slow walked himself up there. So at any point in time, you had enough time to really stop,
right?
Look around and say, yo, this is about to be a bad idea. Because the problem now is we're talking more about him slapping Chris Rock than we are talking about my man winning an Oscar. Like this puts him in elite company. How many black actors can you name that have won an Oscar? But now Will is almost, his Oscar win has almost become a meme because of an emotional choice. It's because of an emotional decision. I'm not saying he wasn't, I don't justify violence at all. I don't. He was wrong for what he did. Could he have defended it a whole nother way? Yeah. But in my mind, if I'm Will Smith, and as big as a name he is, as much as he be on social media preaching positivity and all this other type of stuff,
right.
he missed the moment to really show something. He missed the moment to really show who he is. And as much as this is something he's can't outrun now. Like, this is everybody always wondered what would be the one stain on Will Smith's career. This is that one stain. Like, he's literally been squeaky clean in everything. Biggest stage on my biggest night, I'm gonna let my emotions get in the way of my win.
Turn into he turned to a straight nigga. Okay, he went nigga. So my thing is too.
Excuses about it, but at the end of the day, he chose to do that. So the fault is his.
Yeah. But you can't cry about the shit, though. You can't get up there and cry.
I mean, I'm a Will Smith fan.
Yeah, he could have saved all that. all that, you know. Yeah, that, whatever.
And I really feel like that apology he issued, I feel like his publicist or something like that wrote that, man. Like, yeah, if you man enough to slap somebody on live TV, be man enough to walk to that dude, apologize, issue a video or something.
You ain't apologizing for you to slap somebody. It's time to knuckle up, nigga. We knuckling up.
Big kid.
Yeah, what's your take? Cuz
knuckling up, G.
I ain't watch King Richard.
hey, me either. Me either. I haven't watched it yet. I know.
I haven't seen it either. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
That's all I got to say.
Now, I'm gonna say this too.
You got to say about the whole shit, though, big kid.
Well, I'm gonna add this.
Done with this.
Yeah, I was done from the time it went. I actually woke up at 2:30 this morning to all the memes.
Same here.
So
the memes was out, bro, and they some real memes.
Not 2:30 this morning.
Yesterday
happened. Yeah,
yesterday.
Not happened. I did.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
It was I don't know what morning it was, but it was 2:30.
Yeah, it was 2:30 when I woke up. Yeah. But
Sunday into Monday.
It was Sunday.
Yeah,
whatever.
Going into Monday.
My days have been rough, so
yeah,
I don't
going into Monday. Yeah, what's going on? Well,
you know, him defending his wife is not the issue to me.
Nope, he not at that. All.
That's not the issue.
The joke wasn't even that good.
It wasn't.
It's been worse said.
Oh, that was a bad joke.
It was worse said. You know what? All that. Now he sat there and cried at that red table about that entanglement shit. But you can't handle a hell joke.
You know, I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Get out of here.
I'm gonna just say one thing.
Yeah.
Will Smith is a coon.
The man got opinion. I can't, you know. Can't argue his opinion.
Well, I'm gonna give my take on that.
Go ahead,
And I'm gonna tell you my issue with the whole situation. And I take it a little bit deeper than defending my wife and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that there's a time and a place, and I've seen that, but I haven't seen anyone take this take, and I didn't post this on social media as bad as I wanted to because I didn't want it to become a debate about. Defending my woman.
Well, yeah, it's past that point.
Okay. And I'll take it in twofold.
Yo, mute your joint.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Mute what?
Your camera.
My camera, I don't need to mute my camera. What are you talking about?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so my first thing is this. The way I see it is this. Black men are seen as when we can't handle conflict. We cannot articulate ourselves in a manner in which is civil. We resort to violence. That's what our demographic is seen as.
Right.
Our demographic is a black man. And Will Smith, you're at the top of the totem pole when people talk about a black, the representative, the person that represents the black male demographic of the community.
He's the new Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it is Denzel, Morgan Freeman, and Will Smith had just reached his pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So for every person of another race who sees us as these violent thugs, all he did was solidify that's how we deal with conflict. We cannot articulate ourselves in a way to deal with another person that we have to resort to violence the moment on TV.
Right.
Like that's not what we want to do. That's not what we want to, that's not how we want to put this out. And now, am I ready to knuckle up? You're damn right.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart took more heat than he took.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this is my take on it was as a representative of me, as the black men in the community, you represented that, and then for everybody, and then not only that, it ain't like you went up there and slapped Seinfeld, you went up there and slapped Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. He would have slapped Seinfeld.
Hell no, he wouldn't have slapped Seinfeld. His career would have been done.
Exactly, right. My point.
Shit, that ain't no secret. That ain't no.
But, yeah. this is why I think all that mess is scripted.
Now I did say that too. I thought that
if you don't know what somebody about to do when they walk up to the stage, when it's not time for them to walk up to the stage, you're not gonna stop them.
Look at the person though. Okay, Will Smith is looked at as not that dude.
Yeah,
he's not violent. Nobody looked at him as violent.
No, he was not looked at.
But he told you he was. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Okay, hold on.
Because
this ain't
the first time.
Gangsters do.
This is the first time he slapped somebody.
He slapped a damn Russian dude. He backhanded. I'm talking about haul off and bitch slapped somebody like he did tonight.
He did.
Who he slapped?
The dude on the carpet.
He slapped. But was he black?
No, but it don't matter. You said slap somebody.
Y'all misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Will Smith chose. When he went up there to slap Chris Rock. Got it. Chris Rock should have known better besides sticking his head out there thinking it was a joke still. That was Chris Rock's fault. For still Kiki Ken and had his hand behind his back. Yeah. He should have knuckled the fuck up. Yeah. That's Chris Rock's fault. Will Smith portrays himself and puts on his image. He's not a fucking gangster. He's not that guy that'll just go knuckle up with anybody, anywhere, any place.
This was on brand for Will Smith though.
No, not to me. No, it's not that guy.
Yo, come on, he put on a show.
That's what I'm saying. Like he turned the tears on in the end.
Like real talk.
This dude don't put on his.
It's six of us right here, right now. Out of the six of us. How many watch the Oscars?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that.
So who are you putting on a show for?
I think there's a misconception, though. I mean, could y'all think Will is now the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I don't sleep on nobody.
Man. But you know what? If he would have stepped to Tupac, why he stepping to Chris Rock?
I don't know if you listen to had some of Jazzy Jeff damn interviews he done. Them motherfuckers want no damn.
Ain't nobody saying he a punk, but he ain't no fucking. He ain't that dude though.
It's the image he was portraying.
Okay, well let me say this.
He's not that guy.
Let me say this because I'm gonna go to a point I made off air.
Yeah.
If you're that dude, right? I'm not gonna catch you on stage where somebody can stop this.
Not playing on no show.
Because guess what? I'm gonna say, yo, bro, you need to chill with the jokes. You keep telling these jokes. I'm telling you, if I say keep your wife's name out my effing mouth, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth from my seat. You still wanna go on? All right.
I'm gonna see you though.
I'm gonna see you because it ain't like I can't get at you, like playing it. Real dude, that's true. He ain't gonna go on stage, slap you, and walk off.
Real talk.
That's a fact.
One more thing. Like, okay, yeah. They said that I heard somebody say that when he slapped him, it was just for all the bent up this and all that stuff. And Keith said it earlier that all the stuff that been said about Jada, this was him just coming to her aid.
Yeah, he reacted.
My equivalent to that was I don't know if y'all watched Snowfall, but Snowfall, the last episode of Snowfall, Jerome had beat the devil out this dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't over what the dude said.
It was over just everything.
It was
the
just
cop, the shooting, the like, this like and that. And like,
he said, you better teach a man how to squabble. If that was it, I'm not just slapping you. They gonna carry me off this stage. If I'm bold enough to do that, they gonna carry me off the stage and I'm gonna have whatever it is.
Yeah.
In my hands. But the real people, and Eve, you know this, like anybody on here that really scrapped. You know you're not trying to catch nobody when it's somebody could break it up. I'm trying to catch you when it can't be broken up.
It's soft.
That real.
He shot the person that
will. Yo, listen.
This is a debate that will never.
Check this out. It's real simple.
What is the five
fingers?
Say to the face.
What?
Slap. It's a fucking show.
I'm gonna say this though, man. I don't know how many people read Will Smith's book, but you need to read it.
I did see and don't care
and see where that came from.
I'm gonna say one more thing.
A lot of that stuff he got built up.
I'm gonna say one more thing. That's no excuse though.
You don't know. First of all, you can't say no excuse. You ain't read the book.
What I need to read a fucking book for?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
So every book you read, you taking it for law? Man, no. Fuck him in that book. Because he can't tell me shit about a book that he wants you to read when he put in it that he wants you to hear. Fuck him.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you like this. I done been through some stuff, right?
And that damn book from Will Smith.
I ain't been through nothing. Like
you got to chill,
Will Smith. But I've been through some stuff.
I know one thing. The game ain't real.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is, if you got all this built up energy behind,
right.
The things that your wife put you through, why you still with her?
He allowed it.
Ain't no pussy good enough. I'm sorry. That's why my name say. Right there,
we still got 3 minutes.
He allowed it,
Mr. Free at last.
All right, we're gonna stop right there. Hey, 40 and K Stucky, man, tell the people where they can find you at.
Where you can find us at the Scumbag Lounge, every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Also, you can find us on our social media at the Scumbag Lounge. That's on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you also go find me at 40 Files on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, you can find me, KStucky76, on Twitter, Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook on the Scumbag Lounge page and on TikTok. Yeah, holler at me.
That dude Jeff, where can they find you?
Hey, man, holler at your boy at that_dude_Jeff on Instagram. Look for me for Tales of the 2% coming out every Monday, man. Look for us at Mr. TOTP on Twitter. We'll see you there, man.
A dope episode on Monday too, boss.
Keith,
how can they find you, bro?
Sis, you can find me back here on Friday.
Back here on Friday. Evie, how can they find you?
Yo, you can find me keeping it 100 and not faking jacks for TV at BigKidEnvy_chaps. Holla at me.
Shout out to Samuel Jackson too for winning his first award too.
Yeah, true that. Also want to say, I know those of y'all that tuned in today, you wanted to catch the Power Hour. We did not get to it today. We'll make sure that we put that into Friday's episode. There was a lot that went on. That innocent from episode 8 died. So please make sure that you tap in on Friday. Find out what we heard about it. You can find me on Instagram at Yosh in the Building, on Twitter at IamCoachE_, and on Facebook at Yoshi English. Shoot, until Friday, y'all. We are out. Peace.